for the, I think this is the first time for the year, New England MP Barnaby Joyce joins me on the line. Barnaby, how are you doing this morning?
Jess, I'm going so much better now.
Fantastic. Our 2021 is going to be a big year, right? Heaps of projects are lined up to be finished, more money coming the Upper Hunter's way, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is obviously at the start of the year, you start your plan, you find the things that you're fighting for the Upper Hunter, and you build on what you've been doing before. We build on the work we're doing around Scone in the equine side of the Scone precinct. We build on what we're doing with the roads and the bridges and the mobile phone towers like we have at Moonan Flats. We build on the work we're doing in some of the community assets that you see at places such as Merriwall and what we're doing in such things as the men's shed at Murrundi. We continue to work so that we can upgrade further education facilities like we have in the past at St Joseph's at Aberdeen. So it's a process down here really of 10% politics and 90% delivery back to the Upper Hunter and to the rest of the New England. So we're back at work and working as hard as we can.
Yep, fantastic. And certainly the last couple of weeks there has been an awful lot of talk about the coal industry, about coal-fired power plants. We've seen Labor and One Nation at it in the last little while, arguing about whether, you know, to build a coal-fired power station in the Hunter Valley. Certainly the Nationals' plan for manufacturing includes a push for one.
Yeah, I strongly believe in it. We need a new coal-fired power station. We have this quasi-religion down here at the moment, which drives me crazy, which is you're not allowed to mention coal. Why? I don't know. The adherence to this religion, like most religions, are dogmatic. But they work on sermon, not work on fact. What we actually see is that in Japan, they're actually building new coal-fired power stations. They increase the temperature at what the boiler can operate, so it becomes high-intensity, low-emission coal-fired power. And to give you some of the examples of why I believe that, we've had power prices recently from Vales Point that have been that they can produce power at around about 35, 40 cents a megawatt. Yet the power price, because of the renewables coming on and the its lack of capacity to supply the needs, means that in certain small sections of time, the price of power has gone up to, wait for it, $15,000 a megawatt. Mm-hmm. So there's your difference, 35 to 40 from coal-fired power, up to $15,000 if we can't find the power because renewables don't supply it. And that makes manufacturing completely unaffordable. We used to have in excess of nearly 1.2 million people in manufacturing back in 1990. Now we've got 850,000, and it's going to keep falling because our core stock that we need for that is cheap power. And we now have the dearest power in the world. And so one of the ways we can fix this is to go to Liddell and replace it with a bigger, better coal-fired power station that can produce power so as to increase supply, so as to bring down the price of power, so as to support manufacturing jobs, which I am right behind. And, you know, I hope, and Matt Canavan did a brilliant job on this paper. And I want to see the National Party push this policy. And if they have to follow the lead of Doug Anthony and cross the floor and do whatever else you have to do it, then do that.
Mm. And we spoke to Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon last week, who doesn't believe that a new power station would be built in the Hunter Valley. Didn't say he was against it, just said he doesn't believe it would happen.
Well, you've got to believe it's going to happen. You've got to fight for it. You know, things happen if you fight for them. And you know, people didn't believe that we'd get Dungowan Dam, and we got it. People didn't believe that back in the days before that we'd get the money for the Inland Rail. You got it. You fight for things and you bargain and you get it. But if you're just going to, you know, follow in the wake of, you know, the Prime Minister or the Leader of the Opposition, no, you're going to get nothing except what they want. You got to break away and stand up.
What's going to happen with the Labor Party? Is Anthony Albanese going to make it to the election?
Not if they want to win it. Anthony Albanese, I don't think it's so much about Anthony Albanese. I think it's the seat he's in. He's in an inner urban seat, and they're lefty greenies, and the things they say are just not saleable in Cessnock. They're not saleable in Muswellbrook, unless you want to put yourself out of a job. Mm-hmm. And they're not really targeted to regional areas. There's nothing they really offer regional areas. So he can't get those crucial seats that will get him into government. And as such, he'll become very popular in seats they already hold, but not popular enough to win seats. And actually, some seats will be under threat. The polling in Paterson has shown that, the Lower Hunter. The polling in Shortland has shown that, and the experience in Hunter has shown that.
Joel Fitzgibbon has said he doesn't want to take on the leadership. He decided to go to the back bench because that's what he wanted to do. Do you think if Joel Fitzgibbon maybe was the leader of the Labor Party, they'd have more of a chance?
Yeah, they would. But, you know, that's why I hope Joel Fitzgibbon doesn't get it. Because, you know, I want our side to stay in government. You know, I get along with Joel, but I'll always play for my football team.
Yeah.
And, but, no, and they won't change to Joel because they're just... There's too many people from the left within the Labor Party, and the numbers aren't there. I don't think there's the capacity and the vim for them to get up and make the change. But that suits me fine because they won't win with Anthony Albanese. We've been watching him for a while now, and he hasn't really impressed, and no one really knows what the hell he stands for.
Mm. And lastly, Barnaby, there are rumours we're going to see a federal election this year. Any word?
I think there will be. I know that the Prime Minister's saying they're not, but you just run out of days if you go into the next year. And it's a bit like cricket. If you think you're going, if you wait till the last over to score your runs, you're really putting yourself under pressure.
Mm.
You know, if you've got 10 runs to score and 2 overs to get them in, then you take it with a sensible ball at your first opportunity. You don't say, I'll just wait till the last ball, the last over, and you know. Hopefully get a six on a no ball and get another ball and hit another six.
Mm, exactly. Well, we'll see what happens. Barnaby, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good on you. Thanks for that.